Welcome to the Things to Live For podcast. Here's Rick.
Our last episode was a special one, which marked our first anniversary. Faith, who you just heard, took the reins on that particular one. Now I'm back in the driver's seat. You know, there are lots of occasions to celebrate, like birthdays, anniversaries, or graduations. But among the most joyous and significant are the ones where we add new family members. For example, a relative giving birth can change the dynamic of the entire clan. Suddenly, there's a new cousin, grandchild, niece, or nephew. Adoption has the same effect. Weddings, of course, bring two entire families together. Two groups of people who were previously strangers are now bonded together. Sometimes, step relationships are created. Children get another parent that can love them, or parents get another kid to love. Sometimes, children can finally get that sibling that they've always wanted. My youngest sister got married last year. When she did, I got a brother and a nephew. My kids got a new uncle and a cousin, too. Now, she's preparing to give birth, so we'll all have yet another relative to share our love with. New family doesn't just have to come in human form. As many pet owners will tell you, adopting an animal can change your life for the better. These pets often love you unconditionally and can become full-fledged members of the family. No matter how new relatives come into your clan, there's no denying that it can add a jolt of happiness to the entire family. Thanks for checking in with our podcast of positivity. Please do connect with us on social media, especially Instagram, where we're in the middle of posting our older episodes to IGTV. Links are on our website. Faith will give you the specifics in a second. I'm Rick. Have a blessed day.
For more episodes of the Things to Live For podcast, visit our website, thingstoliveFor.com. That's things, the number two, liveFor.com.
Are you in crisis? Or do you know anyone who might be? You are not alone, and help is available. If you're in the U.S., visit suicidepreventionlifeline.org. If you're outside of the U.S., visit iasp.info. Help is just a click away.